Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fourth inning. And the Kimball Express will send designated hitter Joe Penritz to the plate, Cade Marquardt and Brian Marquardt. Anthony Riverman has himself a lead of 1-0. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W. Stick around. We'll have our post-game player of the game. That player gets a $10 gift certificate. Grove Mutual Insurance Company over in Meyer Grove. Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC store. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie and Corky's Bar of Richmond. Penritz takes the first pitch from Riverman. Back to the mound. He rips it and Anthony knocks it down. We'll throw to first and 1-3 on the put out of Joe Penritz. That says, as a pitcher, Don, once in a while, you got to be like a hockey goalie out there and knock things down. And
that one come back pretty quickly.
It did. Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade struck out in his first at bat. Takes a pitch low for a ball, 1-0.
The wooden bats right now, it's still bad because they come back quickly. But, boy, when they had them aluminum bats, when they had them jacked up a little bit, that was getting dangerous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Two outs, no strikes. Riverman's pitch. High to Marquardt. And the count now 3-0.
Colleges are still with the aluminum bats, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some form of it. Yeah. There's a strike called and 3-1. I don't know how restrictive those bats are anymore, but
I think it was the best thing that they went back to the wood. Made more of a ball game out of it.
There's a shot to right field, and that's going to squirt past Schoenberg. Austin picking it up and throwing it back into the infield, and Cade Marquardt slides into second with a one-out double.
Shortstop, number 5, Brian Marquardt.
I'll bring Brian Marquardt to the plate. Brian Marquardt so far today, 1-for-1, had a base hit in his last at bat. Anthony Riverman working from the stretch again. Cade Marquardt takes his lead, and the pitch is high and tight. Ball one. One and oh the count. Anthony Riverman now, after time called by Marquardt, steps off the pitching rubber. They kick the pitch. Low for a ball. Says home plate umpire and 2-0. Yeah, kind of interesting. Cade Marquardt not getting a lead at all out at second.
To a secondary, look for Jamie's playing quite a ways away from
him. Yeah, Eric Kerr's not watching him real close. There's a strike called and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. We'll have a couple more ball games for you yet today on AM 1150, on 107.7 FM, on our stream at mychasm.com. Lots of ways to catch our ball game. There's a throwback to second, and nice play by Eric Terrace to rip that ball out of the dirt as Cade Marquardt slides back in safely.
What Eric was playing there, but it was more in the goalie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 3 balls, 1 strike to count to Brian Marquardt here in the fourth. And a shot down the third baseline. Goes over the head of manager coach Tom Marquardt. And looks like Carter Cheetah is going to go throw down in the bullpen area. Pitch. Strike three called, and Marquardt gets caught looking. Gonna bring Max Tibbetts to the plate with two outs now and one on. Max Tibbetts walked in his only at bat.
Tough pitch to hit, wasn't it?
It was down by the knees. I guess where we're sitting right now on the third on the first base dugout, it's hard to tell if it was over the plate or not. Tibbetts falls it to the backstop in the count 0-1.
I don't think Brian thought it was. He was on his way to first base.
No balls, one strike. Austin Schoenberg ready, and that pitch is low for a ball, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Cade Marquardt still out at second base after his double. And the pitch to Tibbetts is low and outside, and the count now 2-1. Won the count. Reverman's pitch, that's fouled, back and out of play, and 2-2. Two the count. Reverman has a new baseball. Tibbetts takes that lead, and the pitch. Or actually make it Cade Marquardt takes that lead. And the pitch to Tibbetts is low, and the count full at 3-2. Here's Anthony Riverman's pitch. High ball four, and Tibbetts works another walk. That'll bring up number 9 hitter, Brooks Marquardt. And Gordy Barton out to have a word with his right-hander. He'll bring in his infield. I'm going to talk things over here with runners at first and second. And two outs.
Gordy's seen something there that he popped out of the dugout pretty quick there.
And they've had Carter Cheetah now getting loose for the last couple batters. Cold Spring Rockies and Big Lake playing over in Region 11C. They are scoreless after four innings in 11C. Coming up to the plate for the Express, it's number 9 hitter, Brooks Marquardt. Brooks the center fielder. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Anthony Riverman. Pitch, and Brooks Marquardt rips it past his dad over in that third base coach box, and the count one ball, one strike.
Tom's going, straighten that thing out a little bit. They're giving them a lot of the line there in left field, aren't they?
They still are.
Frank Terrace is not playing very deep out there either, is he?
No, he's not. 1-1 pitch. Little inside, and now 2-1. Here's Marquardt. You talked
line.
About that line, Don, and Marquardt hits it. That's going to roll all the way to the fence. It's going to score Cade Marquardt. It's going to score Max Tibbetts, and the Kimball Express take a 2-1 lead on the RBI double by Brooks Marquardt. Now 2-1 Kimball.
Wow.
Exactly, Don. It just talked about that line, and you know, even if Brent Harris is playing over a little bit, maybe he cuts it off. It's still a single, but this one rolled into the corner.
Yeah, he had a long way to the line over there, and he put it about 10 feet inside that foul line out there and rolled all the way to the fence.
So a couple runs in with two outs, and taking that first pitch is Austin Rulli. He'll foul it down the first base line out of play, and the count 0-1. Really, so far today, 0-2. Really steps out of the box, and now he's back into the box. Reverman on the mound, pitches high for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rulli will pop it up foul and out of play, and the count at 1-2.
Riverman's got a good fastball, doesn't he? So it's hard. A little deceiving, isn't it?
It is, yeah. One ball, two strikes. Riverman's pitch. That bounces up to the plate. Brooks Marquardt will just stay at second base. And a ball and two strikes. Carter Cheetah continues to throw down that third baseline. And Rulli will pop this one up in foul ground, giving chase to Shane Berg. Also first baseman Welly, and that's going to be out of play. Jordan Welly. There's not much room between, like, first base
no,
and
there isn't.
Advance.
Either side, really. If you look down the left field line, there isn't a lot of ball territory.
Rulli will lay off the pitch that finishes a little low in the strike zone in the count now, 2-2. Now 3-2, and the pitch is high, ball four. So Austin Rulli works a walk. Going to put runners on first and second. Two runs here in the fourth inning for Kimball. They lead 2-1, and Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scott, the seventh man to bat in the inning.
I thought Gordy was going to probably pop out of the dugout on that one, but I think he'd like to get the inning over with here without any more runs.
Pitch two, Marquardt is lowing outside, and the count 1-0, and Gordy Barton is coming out to the mound now, and that's going to be it. It's his second visit this inning already. And he's going to make a pitching change. So we have a pitching change in Greenwald with Kimball leading 2-1 over the Chargers of Spring Hill. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with more baseball in a minute.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to ensuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you. We have a pitching change.
Eric Terrace will now take over the duties on the mound here in the fourth inning. He'll come in relief of Anthony Reverman. Anthony Reverman will go out to right field, and Austin Shaneberg will come in to play second base now from right field.
2-1 our score, Region Baseball brought to you by Virgil's Big Arena. Over by Farming, celebrating 40 years in business, the Freeport State Bank, Scooters Trucking, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Rambo, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Haynesville Farmers Union Co-op and Wheels Auto Body and Glass and Farming. So Eric Terrace, a right-hander, facing Scott Marquardt. The count, one ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second. And the pitch two, Marquardt is outside, a ball, and now 2-0.
Looks like Cheetah's still warming up on the bullpen on the left field line.
Two out of the count. Here's a shot by Marquardt to right. Reverman's got it measured, makes the catch for the out, and that will end the Express fourth. They come up with two runs here in the inning on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. After four, Kimball 2, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
The summer clearance event is going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Ram Warlock with a 5.7-liter Hemi V8 and electronics group for only $279 per month. Or how about the all-new 2020 Ram 1500 Bighorn with Apple CarPlay and remote start for only $35,599. Don't delay. Shop the summer clearance event today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, we played four innings in Greenwald, a 2-1 Kimball lead for the Spring Hill Chargers as we get ready for the fifth inning. Ben Johnson had a little bit of time, Don, to sit and just watch.
He wants to come back out here, and he wants to get through an inning here to get his offense back in the dugout again here. Ben Johnson does, and been throwing well. Giving up a couple hits. He's actually getting up not two hits only.
Owen Meyer in the batter's box, and the first pitch to Meyer is a strike right at the knees, and on one. A lot of times pitchers like Ben Johnson's caliber like to all of a sudden get the lead, and then they get stronger, don't they?
He pitches well, doesn't he?
Yes, there's a swing by Owen Meyer and 0-2. Balls, two strikes. And Meyer out on strikes as he swings and misses for strike three. So one down here in the fifth. And to the plate, number nine hitter, Brent Terrace.
Kind of looks like he pulls that trigger when he's in his motion. He gets right about here, and all of a sudden it's like a slingshot.
Like a slingshot, yeah. Ooh. Comes from the side, Johnson does on that pitch. Terrace squips it out in front of the plate. Ben Johnson pops off the mound, throws to first, and 1-3 in the putout. Two outs. Yeah, Ben Johnson has quietly struck out eight so far.
Doesn't seem like it, does it?
No. And the top of the order in Eric Terrace. 2-1 if you're just joining us. Kimball with the lead over Spring Hill, top of the fifth inning. We'll have another game right around 4 o'clock today. That'll be Lake Henry and El Rosa. Pitch a called strike to Eric Terrace and 0-1. Balls, one strike. It's two. Terrace is a called strike two and 0-2. And we'll hop in our cars and we'll go over to El Rosa tonight for a winner's bracket game that's scheduled right around 8 o'clock tonight.
That's got state tournament implications, really,
doesn't it? Yeah. It's inside a ball and 1-2 to Terrace. And just outside, Ben Johnson bat, he had strike three. The home plate umpire thinking otherwise.
He's still in charge, isn't he?
He is in charge. That's right. Here's Terrace, chopper down the third baseline, foul, and the count stays 2-2.
Yeah, it looks like there's a little bit of rain going to probably be moving in here sometime.
Getting that hazy look outside again.
Yes, it is.
2-2 the count. And a foul back and out of play. 2-2 with two outs. Johnson ready on the mound. And the right-hander delivers in a swing and a foul by Eric Terrace. Just staying alive. Two outs, two strikes. Harris back in the box now. Ben Johnson ready, has the sign from Marquardt, the catcher, and another foul in the batter's box. And the count at 2-2 yet. Cold Spring Rockies, they're taking on Big Lake over in Sartell. That game is scoreless after five. No score. The Rockies and Big Lake. And pitch high to Eric Terrace, and now the count full 3-2. We're in the fifth inning, 2-1, Kimball. The pitch, there's strike three called, a drop by Cade Marquardt, the catcher. He'll throw to first in time to get Eric Terrace, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4.5, Kimball 2. Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
El Rosa Lumber Company is under new ownership, but not new to town. Just a crow hop throw away from the El Rosa baseball field, El Rosa Lumber Company continues to work with farmers, building their egg buildings and machine sheds, and homeowners with additions and new homes. El Rosa Lumber has drafting available, offers free estimates, delivery, and carries shingles, siding, windows, hardware products, buyer-built doors, and more. Stop by and say hi to Matt Bauer at El Rosa Lumber Company, your trustworthy store, or call 697-5591. That's 697-5591.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fifth inning in Greenwald Region Baseball, brought to you today by the fine folks over at Lake Henry Implements, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany Chrysler Center. Pitching change for Spring Hill.
Carter Cheetah will now come in to do the duties on the mound here. Eric Terrace will go back to second base, and Austin Schoenberg went back to right field.
He did.
Anthony Riverman did come out of the game now.
Adam Beyer at the plate, and Beyer takes the second pitch from Cheetah and rips it into left field, a solid base hit for Adam Beyer. We're also brought to you today by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep Sport, Cabral Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, helping us out with baseball today, along with Albany Chrysler Center and the Sportsman, Dan of Lake Henry.
Pinch runner now for Kimball will be Nick Gustafson.
So Gustafson running for Beyer, and here's Ben Johnson. A 2-1 Kimball lead in the fifth. Pitch outside to Ben, and 1-0. Carter Cheetah, big, tall right-hander. He's ready. And it crouches down a little bit on the mound and fouled at the plate by Ben Johnson. And the count, 1-1.
Get cheated on his swings up there, does he, Ben Johnson?
No.
That hard.
1-1 the count. 2 runs, 6 hits. 2 errors for Kimball. 1 run, 2 hits, and no errors for the Chargers. And Johnson pops this one up in the infield. Jordan Welly right by first base on the base. Gustafson there too. And Welly makes the catch for the out. There just wasn't enough room for all them guys.
So you get a little panic and you say, well, I got to get out of the way here.
Yeah, yeah, move out of my way. But no, I can't. I got to stay on the base. One out, and designated hitter Joe Penneritz to the plate. Joe so far today, 0-2. And the pitch is strike called, 0-1 to Penneritz. Joe is a big, tall guy. Spreads that stance in the batter's box. And the pitch. He'll squib this one foul. The third base dugout. And the count 0-2 to Penneritz. The ball's 2 strikes. It's a little bit high. And 1-2 now. One, two to count. Gustafson is lead. And Penneritz gets rung up on strike. Strike three called for the second out of the inning. Boy, that caught the inside corner at the plate.
Must have, because Penneritz just kind of stood there for a little bit and thought, well, that can't be a strike, but
good pitch. Bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade, so far today, 1-for-2, had a double in his last at-bat to right center field. Gustafson leads from first. Willie holding him there, and the pitch is low and away, 1-1. One oh the count. Cheetah ready. His pitch. There's a strike and 1-1. 1-1. Fans starting to position themselves out in left field. A little bit of a breaking ball that finishes high in the strike zone and the count 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. Welly holding Gustafson. There's strike 2 called and 2-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-1 game. Kimball with the lead over Spring Hill. Carter Cheetah on a relief of Breverman. Pitch a little bit high, and now the count full at 3-2.
Just kind of looking at the radar here a little bit already. It kind of looks like we should be in some rain already. It does. But it doesn't seem to be coming down.
And the pitch is low, 4, and Cade Marquardt will walk.
Well, this is according to Mary's radar, so we'll have to look at ours.
Shortstop, number 5, Brian Marquardt. Going to bring Brian Marquardt to the plate. Brian, 1-for-2 this afternoon. Brian had a base hit back in the second inning, struck out in the fourth. Now comes to bat here in the fifth inning with Gustafson at second and Cade Marquardt at first. And Bryant takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Cheetah taking some time. He's ready again on the mound, and his pitch is high for a ball. Looks like Spring Hill had a play on. They were going to try to pick off Gustafson at second, but Eric Terrors bobbled a baseball.
Mason had it cocked back there. I thought he was coming with it.
Strike called from Carter Cheetah to Brian Marquardt in the count 2-1. He won the count. Cheetah rocks and fires, and the pitch low for a ball. And 3-1. Runners there leads from first and second, and the pitch is low, ball four. Cody Barton out to have a word with his right-hander. The base is loaded.
Himself in a little bit of a jam here, Spring Hill.
That makes sense. We're just looking the game at 4 o'clock. We'll use the same umps up in El Rosa tonight, so... When the umps get there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Here's Max Tibbetts. Max has walked a couple times today. Through that last walk to Brian Marquardt. It's the fifth walk issued by Spring Hill Pitching today. Bases loaded, two outs, and the pitch from Cheetah is high for a ball, 1-0.
Drafting from Meyer Grove, Jaron Klopach is starting in the warm-up.
We have Gustafson over at third. He's pinch running for Beyer. At second base, it's Cade Marquardt. And at first base, Brian Marquardt. One ball, one strike. Cheetah's pitch is low and 2-1. Eric Terrace out to have a word with Carter Cheetah. Two outs and a strike. Cheetah ready, and his pitch, that's low and 3-1. Boy, he's just squeezing that baseball there now, isn't he?
Yes,
just
he is.
Struggling to find the strike zone. And coming in out of the bullpen, relieving another guy last inning, you thought maybe he got out of that newness to the game, but boy, Carter Cheetah is struggling here in the fifth, and Gordy Barton has seen enough already. He's going to make a pitching change, forcing in a run. Gustafson has scored. Over to third goes Cade Marquardt to second, Brian Marquardt. Max Tibbetts at first, who's walked for the third time today, and pitching change again.
They're going to bring Eric back in again, I think. Try to get out of this inning.
Austin Schoenberg will come in from the outfield. Is Carter Cheetah going to have to go out to the outfield? No. Is that going to be Anthony Reverman?
Kind of looks like it.
No, that is Cheetah.
Cheetah.
That is Cheetah. So Eric Terrace will come in from second. He's going to pitch again. For those that keep score, this game here is becoming a little bit of a nightmare with all those lineup changes. So Austin Schoenberg comes in from right. He goes back to second. Carter Cheetah is out in right field. And Eric Terrace will try to get the final out of the inning. He is talking with the umpire. M for Kimball. At third, it's Cade Marquardt. At second, Brian Marquardt. Over at first base, Max Tibbetts. And at the plate, Brooks Marquardt. Brooks batting for the third time already in the ball game, and we're just in the fifth. And the pitch from Eric Terrace is a strike, 0-1. Here's a chopper to third. Eric Schoenberg has it across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout, and that will end the fifth for Kimball. They score one run on one hit. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We played five. It's 2-1 Kimball over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700. Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman Stand Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
You're listening to Your Dependable Neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply thrives on customer service, whether it be at the parts counter, on the farm site service call, or the sale of a piece of equipment. We make sure that our customer is happy. We carry the parts on hand for silo unloaders, Ritchie waterers, spreaders, TMR mixers, and a lot more. If you are having trouble finding a part, give Mike, Lashana, or Dan a call at 800-338-6455 because we are happy to help. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrel have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrel.
Randy and Dan, back with you. I'm sorry we lost our connection there for just a bit. Austin Schoenberg led off the sixth inning, popping up over to the first baseman, Adam Beyer. And now Jamie Terrace was hit by a pitch. And here's Eric Schoenberg at the plate. 3-1 our score. We're in the top of the sixth. Eric Sheenberg, 1-for-2 today. There's a strike call to Eric, and 0-2. Maltz, 2 strikes. Buyer holding Terrace at first. And inside that pitch. And 1-2. This is our second game of the day. Earlier today, it was St. Martin beating Richmond 2-1. Eric Sheenberg chases a high fastball, and he's out on strikes. Second out of the inning. So St. Martin will play tonight at 8 o'clock in El Rosa. They'll take on the winner of this ball game. It'll either be Kimball or Spring Hill. Last night, Watkins, they defeated Farming 2-0. Here's 3-1. Nathan Terrace at the plate, and Nathan checks swing. And ball one. Two outs and one on. The pitch to Johnson, high. And the pitch from Johnson is high to Nathan Terrace, 2-0.
Ben's thrown a few pitches in this game already.
He has. Nathan Terrace, a big swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 the count. Two balls, 2 strikes. Ben Johnson working from the stretch, and the pitch just missing outside, and now 3-1. And high ball four. So a hit batter and a walk. And put a couple runners on here in the sixth for the Chargers. How many men have Spring Hill left on, Don?
Spring Hill has left 3 so far.
Got a couple runners here in the sixth. At the plate, it is right fielder Carter Cheetah. And Cheetah swings and misses strike one.
Kimball's left 9 men stranded already. So he's getting that key hits here in this game yet so far.
Carter Cheetah chased a pitch that was down in the strike zone. And 0-1 to Carter. Runners at first and second, and another swing and a miss by Cheetah, strike two.
I think if he keeps that pitch there, I don't think he's going to touch this here guy. Keeps it on the outside corner.
0-2 the count. Terrace at second. Nathan Terrace at first. And Cheetah takes outside for a ball in 1-2.
Ben Johnson moved that one down just a little bit further, didn't he?
He wanted Carter to go fishing.
Yes, he did.
One ball, 2 strikes. And just a little bit low. And 2-2. Cade Marquardt, you could see he pulled that glove up just a little bit.
He wanted
that call. 2-2. Next ball game here at Greenwald will be Lake Henry and El Rosa. Swing and a miss. Cheetah's out on strikes, and that'll end the Chargers' threat here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 left on. We played 5.5. It's Kimball 3 and Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Playing Thursday. All right, we're back here at Greenwald. 3-1 our score. We've got a pitching change. Looks like the draftee from Meyer Grove is pitching for Spring Hill now.
Jaron Klopak.
Austin Schoenberg, who has played now three positions today, from right field to second base, now to third base. Austin over at third base.
Eric went back to second base again. Cheetah's in right field. Yes.
And did Eric Schoenberg come out of the game? No, Eric Schoenberg went to first. Jordan Welly's out of the game.
Yeah, Eric's at first, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so lots of switches here. Jaron Klopak's a new pitcher in the sixth for Spring Hill.
Jaron is in for Riverman in that spot now.
And the first pitch to leadoff hitter Austin Rooley is a ball, 1-0. I'm hearing somebody throwing down below us here. Just going to see if Kimball's got somebody warming up, and they do. They have the left-hander Matt Dingman warming up.
He's being DH'd for in this game.
As Rooley takes a strike in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Klopak ready, and Rooley sends it to center field, coming in, and ready to make that catch is Owen Meyer. And one out. One out in the sixth. And Scott Marquardt to the plate. Scott 0 for 3 so far today. Jaron Klopak ready, and his pitch bounces up to the plate. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Three runs, seven hits, two errors for the Express. One run, two hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 1-0 the count. Marquardt will take a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. There's a strike called, and 1-2 to Scott. Klopak ready, 1-2 pitch, and Marquardt drives it to right center field. This one is bouncing off the bottom of the fence. Cheetah gets it into the infield. This will be a close play, and out at second is Scott Marquardt. So Cheetah, a good throw to Jamie Terrace, who applied the tag. That's a single. And then score it 9-6 on the putout.
Come off that fence pretty quick, didn't it?
It did.
Bounced off the
Cheetah. Cheetah made a nice throw.
Yes, he did.
Two outs. Kimball leading 3-1. And here's Adam Byard. Byard's first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. There's a strike called from Klopak, and the count 1-1. A swing and a miss by Adam Beyer, and the count one ball, two strikes. We have had, for the most part, cloudy skies all day today, and now it's more of that dark cloudiness. Fire swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that will end the inning for the Kimball Express. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base. We played 6-3-1, Kimball over Spring Hill. We're back in a minute.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Leading off, top of the seventh for the Chargers.
To the top of the seventh we go. Ben Johnson back out for the Kimball Express. And Johnson will face Regan Nelson, Owen Meyer, and Brent Terrace, scheduled hitters here for the Chargers. Regan Nelson so far today is 0-2, and the pitch from Johnson is inside, and the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Johnson ready. His pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-1. One one to count. Nelson a check swing. He went around and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch to Nelson. That bounces up to the plate and the count 2-2.
Must look like that hit the rubber in front of the plate and bounced kind of straight up.
2-2 to count. Ben Johnson ready. And followed by Nelson backing out of play. Three to one our score here in the seventh. Johnson ready. And a swing and a miss. Nelson will go to first here, running to first as it was scooped out of the dirt by Cade Marquardt, and out at first is Nelson.
Kind of feels like it's a twilight game, doesn't it, right now?
It does. As the 10th strikeout for Ben Johnson today, we've got a pinch hitter for Spring Hill for Owen Meyer.
Luke Damer.
First pitch, a swing and a miss. Damer swings again and misses, strike two. Well, now they're saying 1-1, but I think it might be 0-2. Pitches high to Damer and the count at 2-1. We'll go with the scoreboard right now. 1-2, I think. And one ball, two strikes, it should be. 1-2 the count. And the breaking ball, strike three, as Damer gets caught looking. Swing left fielder Brent Terrace. Brent Terrace so far today, 0-2. We're in the top of the seventh inning, and the pitch to Terrace is high for a ball. 1-0. Ben Johnson delivers. Terrace pops it up over at first. Adam Beyer back a few steps, makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Chargers in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6.5, Kimball 3, Spring Hill 1. More baseball in a minute. on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.